WTAW News Time. 5 minutes after 7, the temperature is 73. 0.6 of an inch of rain so far this morning. More on the Brazos Valley weather follows the news, presented by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria, 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, and at East William Joe Bryan next to the main post office. I'm Bill Oliver. Checking the outage maps from the local electric companies, looks like most of the power has been restored at most at a couple of hours ago. About 400 customers between the Twin Cities had power outages due to this morning's thunderstorms. You can check out the outage information for yourself online, outages.btutilities.com, outages.cstx.gov. Voters in the city of Bryan can expect 24 special questions in this November's election. One of the leaders of the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee, City Councilman Mike Sutherland, says they have more than enough certified petition signatures to ask voters to make 10 changes to the city charter. The city council, which does not support any of the PAC proposals, will take final action tomorrow to ask voters to make 13 proposed changes. And this afternoon, the Bryan School Board could decide to ask voters to approve a 2-cent increase in the property tax for maintenance and operation. Meantime, no one filed last week for school board or city council in either Bryan or College Station. That means only one candidate has filed for each of the available positions. The homes of two former College Station retailers and a soon-to-be third former store are in various stages of making a comeback. City's Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz says negotiations are underway with another retailer to occupy the former Academy store. Ruiz was also asked on the Infomaniacs about the future of what will become the former Gander Mountain store, which she says will close the 15th.
We have gone through our list of retailers that we're reaching out to and said, okay, which ones fit this particular profile? So we've put it in at least 5 different retailers that fit that profile. If that doesn't work, we're going to start looking at carving that piece of property up. Does it make sense to have maybe 2 major retailers in there, some smaller footprints?
Ruiz also says Specs Liquor opening a third store in the Twin Cities later this month. The retail store and a warehouse will occupy what used to be Linens and Things next to Home Depot. The Downtown Bryan Association has announced the main stage entertainment for next month's Texas Reds Festival. The headliner, multiple Grammy nominee Dina Carter, who will close the festival on Sunday, September 24th. Also appearing during the weekend, Rick Trevino and Jack Ingram. More information online at TexasRedsFestival.com. Wednesday, the 24th annual Feast of Caring benefit for the Brazos Valley Food Bank. Executive Director Teresa Mangapour says the modest meal of salad, beans, rice, sausage, and dessert donated by local companies and served buffet style by community leaders.
So you'll see the mayor of Bryan, the mayor of College Station. You'll see police chief, fire chief, those folks in an apron up there serving you your food. And then the seating is very casual, so it's set up kind of picnic style, so that you might be sitting with people you know, and you may make some new friends as well.
Serving hours for Wednesday's Feast of Caring, 11 to 1 at the Brazos Center. You can get to-go plates, and credit card donations are accepted. WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 7. Temperature is 73. News presented by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station invites you to help us Stuff the Bus August 7th through the 11th. Stuff the Bus is a community-wide school supply drive to help thousands of kids in our local schools. For times and drop-off locations near you, visit jlbcs.org.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:10, Brazos Valley weather forecast. Brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Looks like the start of the work week is going to be wet, and that wet weather is likely to continue through Wednesday. Stalled frontal system off to the north. Lots of moisture concentrating and pooling south of the front. Scattered showers and storms today. Heavy downpours possible, 90. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow. We're back up near 90 degrees. A few showers and thunderstorms are still possible on Wednesday. Highs 90 to near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Travion Williams and Coda Martin spoke after day three of the Ags fall training camp yesterday. Meanwhile, the Astros picked it up in the ninth to best the Blue Jays, while the Rangers dropped one to the Twins. And Jay Cutler will be competing for the starting job for the Dolphins after Ryan Tannehill's injury could sideline him for the rest of the season. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. I think we still have that car there in the ditch on 30. Near the Navasota River on the northbound side.
Nobody has given us a follow-up since. 979-695-1620. Text us and let us know.
Yeah, you can do that for us. In the meantime, as far as the rain is concerned, the heavy stuff passed through here. It's continuing to have light showers, which have been going on now, I don't know, almost 3 hours. And then the heavier rain down near San Antonio and swooping up to Austin, and it's headed this way. So later on today should have that again. In addition to the rain that most everybody needs, I guess unless you're pouring concrete today, that might mess up your plans. In addition to that, though, the temperatures will be moderated because of the cloud cover and rain. We should be at 90-ish. And so, now, how often do we get to update the water coming out of the rain gauge there at the airport?
Hourly.
Okay.
And it comes right around the start of the hour, and they've done their update, and officially no rain in the last hour at Easterwood.
Really?
Really.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We're having rain here at the radio station, which will make the parking lot grow.
Yes, yeah. I need to text my friend who's headed home to Missouri. He texted me last night when he pulled into Ardmore. It's pouring.
Well,
I need to text him and say thanks, because that's what I had to drive to work in at 3:30 this morning.
That's it. And, of course, in case you did not hear, heavy rain over in New Orleans. They have a tendency to have a problem there. It's that below sea level thing.
Yeah.
But there's still some heavy rain out in the Gulf, and it's still marching over in that direction. But generally, and there's still rain that goes all the way down into Mexico. So lots of moisture out there, and the recipe is for rain chances to be increased the next 3-4 days.
Over by Brian High, listener texting us, they have picked up 1 inch.
Hey, good. Glad to hear that. All right. So Mark White, the governor of Texas, passed away, former governor of Texas, passed away over the weekend. I think he had been dealing with some cancer issues. I got one Mark White story.
I have one also.
Oh, okay. Well, you go first. It's fine.
I would consider this either one or two of my top items as a broadcaster.
Uh-huh.
When I was at the then East Texas State University, Governor White and his Blue Ribbon Commission deciding to come up with the closure of three state universities.
Oh, okay.
Of which East Texas State was one.
Yowies.
So multiple busloads went on down to Austin, and I had the privilege of setting up as I was doing play-by-play from the Senate chambers to plead with the legislature to not close East Texas State, which obviously they did not.
No, they didn't.
Which is now A&M Commerce.
That's right. It's still there. Well, as it's 35 years ago, something like that, almost. I'm working at the TV station in Waco, which really wasn't. It's a KCEN, I don't know if it's still KCEN or not, but anyway, at that time it was. And it's in the middle of nowhere, okay? It's a little town called Bruceville Eddy. But it's right on the interstate. So that's kind of convenient.
Yeah.
And so as a candidate for governor, Mark White was driving back to Austin, saw the TV tower, decided to pull in. Again, it's a different time. Pulls into the parking lot, he walks in. And the lady, well, what happens is we hear this story because we're in the newsroom and Mark White comes walking in laughing. And the news director jumps up and goes and says, "Hey, how are you?" He said, "Great, I want to tell you a funny story. I just walked in your front door." And the receptionist young lady there said, "Good morning, sir. Are you looking for a job?" And he said, "Well, yeah, kind of."
So, beautiful.
It was. Brought him back and, again, a different time.
Nice.
All right, so have you ever felt cheated by a fortune cookie?
Absolutely, just about every time
that you weren't
other than going to a local Asian restaurant, and the little plate they give you with the ticket.
Oh yeah,
it says mucho gracias.
Oh, that's very nice. I like that. Now here's the deal: it is the website 538. Apparently, nothing else to do, so they analyzed 1,035 fortune cookies and found that 22% of the fortunes in the fortune cookie delivered an actual prediction of some kind.
Exactly my point. Fortune cookies never have actual fortunes.
They will give you words of wisdom, about success or happiness or education or creativity or friends.
And they'll give you lotto numbers that are never right.
Now, listen, I got one Saturday that said your luck is about to change.
Oh, what if you're having good luck and you get
well, that's true. But I wasn't sure. I felt like I was pretty neutral on luck. I think you make your own luck, but that's just you know, my point of view. Anyway, but I went and bought a lottery ticket anyway, and I didn't win. But yeah, you speak to that whole idea of those lottery tickets. They wanted to know if the lucky numbers on the back of those little slips of paper were any good at all. So they took all the lucky numbers from the fortunes and compared them to the Powerball drawings that had gone from November 1st, 1997 to May 27th, 2017. So about a 20-year sample there. And calculated what the winnings would be if a gambler bought one Powerball ticket for every single one of the alleged lucky number combinations over those drawings. They had over 2,000 drawings. They found that a person would make earn $4.4 million. To purchase the tickets would have cost them $4.2 million.
Ooh,
so I guess you'd clear $200,000 in 20 years. But again, you got to have the money to be able to do that, right?
Right.
I'm just saying.
And $200,000 in 20 years, if you think about it, is like not very much.
Hey, Hello Kitty. Remember Hello Kitty?
Boy, that's a blast from the past.
Uh-huh. Looks fabulous at 43. Finally sharing her beauty secrets. Us Weekly reports the legendary character got a little help from Peter Thomas Roth skincare line and is launching a Hello Kitty Rose Repair Gel Mask. The product features a blend of 5 rose plant stem cells. Really? I mean, just 5 or from different cells?
Good question. Yeah.
Anyway, and 4 rose extracts. Promises to invigorate the skin. Of course it does. And to improve the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and strengthen and tone and rehydrate your skin. Yeah. Low price of $52. $52 if you want to do that. So you have my little kitty... Stuff for your face. All right, 7:17. We continue with the wait a minute. Let's have a new Oreo thing.
Oh, good.
They have now. I'm not sure when we reach the limit. When we know we've done enough, but yeah. They just separately announced 2 types of Oreos: peanut butter and jelly.
Now, peanut butter could have stopped there.
It would have because
peanut butter and chocolate.
What kind of jelly do you want on that, and shouldn't you be able to choose that?
Oh, right? Yeah. Maybe they'll have different flavors for different jellies.
Yep.
And I'd rather have jam than jelly.
That's right. PB&J ones are in Kroger stores right now, apparently. The other one they're doing is cookie butter Oreos.
Cookie butter.
Which is pretty much cookie inside cookie, right?
Yeah.
The cookie butter ones are scheduled to come out next month. So there you go. It's... cookie butter Oreos and
so I imagine
PB&J
cookie butter is just like is kind of like the way peanut butter is peanuts made into a buttery substance. Cookie butter is
yeah,
cookies.
It's
okay. It's not just butter you use in cookies because that's just butter.
No, it's Trader. It's Trader. What's the guy's name? Is that
Trader Joe's?
Yeah, Trader Joe. It's a Trader Joe product. And matter of fact, we mentioned that just kind of offhandedly one morning, and Patrick said that he and his wife pretty much were fans of that stuff. So
why did you ask Natalie Ruiz about that Friday?
You know what, about a Trader Joe's?
Yeah.
I didn't know that there was even any thought that they might.
I don't know if there is, but.
Yeah, that's right. Well, again, plan to have her on regularly.
Yeah.
Come in and tell us those little nuggets about why are they moving dirt and what's going to go there and why won't we have a whatever, you know. When are we getting an In-N-Out burger? Come on, man.
How about a Waffle House?
Yeah.
When there's no nighttime traffic whatsoever. Yeah.
Did you happen to hear the Dow Jones report this morning where, let me see if I can find that. It was pretty classic. Okay, here we go.
Ross, okay, with your money now. OPEC members are an
oblige. No, that's not it. No, they were talking about how if you liked some kind of, fat burger, which I don't think is the same one we have here. It's a chain, and they're going to go public. So she said, so Fatburger is going public. So if you want to buy stock in the Burger King, then that's what you do.
I see what you did there.
Good idea. Yeah. All right. Well, we have eclipse news in case you didn't know about it.
Woo!
While you gaze at the sky during by the way, it's 2 weeks from today, August 21st eclipse.
You got time.
That's right. The moon may mess up your technology. GPS signals may be affected by the eclipse because they travel through the ionosphere.
Oh, God! We're going to die!
No.
Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
You see, according to the GPS.gov folks, GPS signals transmitted from satellites that are 12,500 feet above Earth, and they travel through the ionosphere, which extends to around 600 miles above Earth. A professor from Virginia Tech who will conduct an experiment during the eclipse says your GPS, quote, won't be affected in any catastrophic way. It's not that you're going to be driving off the road or driving off a cliff or anything like that. However, he said the system may have a difficult time trying to tell you where you are.
I wonder if we'll get more listeners from Norway during the eclipse.
That could happen, folks.
Because we regularly get those letters.
Get postcards and stuff from, hey, we could hear you and such and such. My only thought is we've all used our GPS when it just says GPS signal lost.
Exactly.
Somehow we were able to press through and get to where we needed to be.
And that happens to me whether the moon is, whether there's an eclipse or not. So
here you go. Now we're talking, you know, ingenious ways that the police in different places get the criminals to come to them. Police agencies in Europe have teamed up to send cards, "We wish you were here," out to some of the most wanted criminals in Europe. One of the cards sent by Belgian police to a fugitive named Arthur said, "Dear Arthur, Belgian fries are the best, and we know you miss them. Come back and enjoy them with us. We'll have a nice surprise in store for you." He was convicted of drug trafficking in 2014.
But judging by all these stories we've had recently of drug dealers just coming in and demanding their drugs back and things like that, I mean, I wonder how many people are going to come in and be all like, "I didn't know you cared."
Yeah, nobody said that they were smart, at least when it comes to that. All right, I know you thought that we had used up all the ideas for movies that there were, but you're wrong. Great news for those of us who are nostalgic for, well, hearing more about Anthony Scaramucci.
Oh, good.
His short-lived tenure as White House Director of Communications. Remember that, gosh, it was only last month.
Yeah.
A major Hollywood producer reportedly trying to turn the dramatic 11 days into a TV show or a movie. Really? TMZ reports that an unnamed high-profile producer has reached out to the new Bachelor to produce either a sitcom series or a feature film about his time in the White House. Project would center around an outsider assuming power in D.C. to the great dismay of longtime political hacks who go straight for the jugular. Oh, they're the ones who did him in.
Oh, right.
Oh, uh-huh. I didn't know that.
It wasn't Mitch McConnell?
No, I could have sworn that he opened his own mouth and got himself into the beginning of trouble.
Yeah.
But he's already apparently commanding, well, asking for, I'm not sure if he's getting, $65,000 a speech if you want to have Anthony Scaramucci come talk.
I wonder how much more to leave out the profanity.
Yeah.
Grazing and hunting leases have historically been done on a handshake in the Brazos Valley. But in today's world, it is important that landowners and producers develop written lease agreements to protect the interest of both parties. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension will be offering a free rancher's leasing workshop on Friday, September 1st from 8:30 to 1:30 at the Hildebrand Equine Center in College Station. Lunch will be sponsored by Ag Workers Insurance. Please RSVP to Tiffany at 806-677-5600 by August 25th.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with a name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. Kubota's RTVX series is the best-selling diesel utility vehicle in the industry, setting the standard for being durable and reliable under all kinds of conditions. Right now, you can get long-term financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months, or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
Hey, good morning. 7:25, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Check the weather in just a minute. I wouldn't exactly Wouldn't exactly call this a life hack, but coming up in the next half hour, five things you should never do to your eyes.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking we probably know them, but you never know.
Look at an eclipse.
Right, yeah. In Scotland, four-week police search for a man involving police dogs, 50 volunteers, ended when the 64-year-old's body was found in his house.
Ooh.
It's always the last place you look.
Yeah.
Just saying. And NASA responded to a kid who applied for this Guardian of the Galaxy job. You know, they rolled that out last week. They needed to protect us from aliens. Well,
and that note was, did you read the note from the kid?
We're going to do that in the next half hour.
Okay,
yeah, 9-year-old kid who's pretty well got it figured out. And,
yeah.
You know, the salary would be probably just right for him.
Yeah.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's 726, and it's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself. Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on Action Sports. TX.com. 80% chance the shower is pretty much getting that right now. And at least one forecast says that we've got a chance of 1 to 2 inches of rain possible, depending on where you are. We've got a report earlier this morning over near Bryan High. They'd already gotten an inch. So thing is, it's a general rain. It's a good general rain right here. And heaviest of it is yet to get here. It's down in San Antonio in the Hill Country in Austin and marching this way. You'll also find some up and around Huntsville, but just generally wet streets out there. Another good thing is 91 will be our high temperature today, probably the same thing for tomorrow. We do have a 60% chance of rain tonight and a 50-50 chance of showers on Tuesday, even extends to a 40% chance of rain Tuesday night and Wednesday as it stands right now. Currently, we've got winds out of the southwest, that rain going on, and it's 74 degrees.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Inspector General for Tax Administration recently audited the IRS. Sounds strange, but it actually happened. And you know what he found? Found out the IRS rehired 200 employees who never should have been rehired. Not a surprise, though, this rehiring spree took place under Barack Obama from January 2015 to March of 2016. Now, some of these people rehired had accessed sensitive taxpayer information, even though they were unauthorized to do so. Others were originally let go from the IRS for falsifying employment records or other documents. They were also cases where these bad apples were accused of disrupting the workplace or having excessive absences from work. Some even had violated IRS codes. But under the Obama regime, those misdeeds were resume enhancements, apparently. These schlubs were rehired by the IRS. And for some reason that nobody can figure out, Obama's guy is still running the IRS, this Koskinen guy, despite a record of open hostility to the Republicans during the hearings on IRS targeting of conservative political groups. The only surprise is that Obama and his minions didn't try to rehire Lois Lerner. Maybe they didn't have to. Who knows what these rehired malcontents have been doing since they came back to the swamp. But one thing is sure. This is a big red flag, folks. It would be wise if somebody in the Trump administration got a handle on it quick and moved them back out of there.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment, hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you, offering you the after-sale support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to Bailey.com or call 920-MACHINE and we'll send you a catalog. That's right, friend, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. That's B-A-I-L-E-I-G-H. Bailey, because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. So call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com now and pick up your free catalog.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time 7:30, the temperature 73. A check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news. Presented by Brazos County Bank, customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC and an equal housing lender. I'm Bill Oliver. Rainfall at Eastward Airport, measuring 0.06 of an inch so far. WTAW listener texting us, reporting 1 inch outside their home by Bryan High School. Thanks to them. Thanks also to the WTAW listener texting us about a car off the north side of Highway 30 near the Brazos-Grimes County line at the Middle Bridge and the Navasota River bottoms. That was about an hour ago. That might be resolved with the wet weather. May not be, so please be careful if you're on 30 this morning. This morning's thunderstorms causing scattered power outages in the Twin Cities, about 400 at its peak. Most of those customers have had their power restored. The latest information's online, outages.btutilities.com, outages.cstx.gov. College Station's economic development director says a big vacancy in an existing retail building has been filled.
We've got the old Linens and Things next to the Home Depot.
Yes.
It's been vacant for quite a while. Mm-hmm. Specs has leased that space, and they're going to run their retail operation as well as a wholesale kind of warehouse operations out of that. They're going to open mid-August.
Specs going to keep their location. The Culpeper was, used to be called Culpeper. I don't know if it still is.
They're keeping that location as well as the one. This will be their third one in town.
Ruiz on the Infomaniacs repeat. What she mentioned in her latest city podcast, that the most asked question remains, when will Papados start building on land they purchased 6 years ago?
They own the property. They're continuing to spend money on the property and drainage design and site plans and things like that. So those are all good indicators, and they say they're still coming. They're going to do it at their own time.
Ruiz also says negotiations are underway to fill the former Academy store, and potential prospects are being pitched to move into the Gander Mountain store, which she says will close the 15th. Second week of the filing period for this November school board and city council elections generated no new activity. That means just one person's filed for each of the openings. Organizers say they have collected enough signatures to ask Bryan voters to make 10 changes to the city charter in this November's election. Mike Sutherland of the Bryan New Directions Political Action Committee says certified signatures have passed the minimum 1,741 by almost 100. What the PAC is pursuing is different from the Bryan City Council's 13 proposed changes to the charter. Council will consider final action tomorrow to place those questions on the November ballot. This afternoon, the Bryan School Board could take final action on asking voters to approve a 2-cent increase in the property tax for maintenance and operations. That's in order to generate $1.4 million locally and get $3 million more from the state. About 24 hours after Bryan police issued a public request to look for a runaway, the 16-year-old was found. Luna Curtis found safe Friday night in Austin, 5 days after the runaway report was filed by family members. For the next 3 days, motorists should avoid the intersection of Welburn Road in Bryan with F&B and Old College. The city of Bryan reports second phase of changing the traffic pattern of Welburn will be taking place. Details online at bryantx.gov. It's time for the Brazos Valley Food Bank's annual community lunch, Feast of Caring. Executive Director Teresa Mangapora says the 24th annual fundraiser is Wednesday. It's a reminder hunger is an issue faced by some all year round. The meal of beans, rice, sausage is free and open to the public, but you're asked to at least donate what you would normally spend on lunch on Wednesday.
We do have sponsorships ahead of time, so we keep that amount in mind when I say this, but we're always trying to raise at least $40,000.
Local leaders serving lunch Wednesday, 11 to 1 at the Brazos Center. Whether the state legislature has a second special session may hinge on the governor's call for property tax rollback legislation, says State Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station.
It's going to be an interesting debate next week if that bill gets to the floor, and that may be the negotiated bill that gets us out of special session. I hope we work out a deal and we can all go home to our families and spend some time with kids before they go back to school.
Cassell on the Infomaniacs says the number of the governor's special session bills that are passed should be in the double digits, up from just a few when the special session began. Before the U.S. House and Senate began their August recess, Congressman Bill Forrest of Bryan was overseas visiting naval installations in Spain, the United Kingdom, and Italy. Forrest saying the United States military position being supported by most European countries.
The Russians are the ones that were slinging snot around about this because they obviously didn't like our ability to shoot down their ballistic missiles. We didn't put them there for Russia. I mean, it does provide protection from a Russian threat. We put them there because of the threats coming out of the Middle East.
Forrest says U.S. Navy on a pretty high-intensity deployment, protecting allies from Russian missiles that are now in Iran and other Middle Eastern countries. WTAW News Time, 25 minutes from 8, the temperature is 73. News presented by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, or visit CPTractor.com for details.
Offer ends August 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Summer is here. Dry, hot weather, dust in the air, and dirt on your shoes. This makes for a dirty house and allergy flare-ups. Sneezing, coughing, not getting a restful night's sleep, watering eyes, misery. You might not know that your vacuum is not working properly. Then this will continue to contribute to your misery. Bring your vacuum into Sovac City and let us give it a tune-up and make sure it's working its best. Sovac City, we'll help you make that vacuum like new again. Sovac City between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Come on down and see us.
Fleas. If you've seen one, you haven't seen them all. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. You don't have to have a pet to have fleas in your yard. But if you do have a pet and fleas in your yard, it's only a matter of time until they're inside too. Call ABC and we'll eliminate the fleas wherever they are. And we'll do it in a manner that's environmentally friendly. For flea service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, 738, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. The weather is sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Looks like the start of the work week is going to be wet, and that wet weather is likely to continue through Wednesday. Stalled frontal system off to the north. Lots of moisture concentrating and pooling south of the front. Scattered showers and storms today. Heavy downpours possible 90. Showers and thunderstorms tonight 75 to 80. Showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow. We're back up near 90 degrees. A few showers and thunderstorms are still possible on Wednesday. Highs 90 to near 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, yesterday marked day three of the Ags fall training camp. We'll hear from Travion Williams and Coda Martin. Meanwhile, the Rangers dropped one to the Twins in Minneapolis, while the Astros beat the Blue Jays thanks to a ninth inning rally. And Hideki Matsuyama won the Bridgestone International Invitational rather in Akron. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there goes. So I guess you've noticed that. People from the big school, those student-type people, they're starting to show up. You notice traffic. In the meantime, when does school start? Is it the 21st? Is that correct? Is it Eclipse Day that starts? Would we be starting on Eclipse Day? You know, just saying. Anyhow, you're going to look. I know. You've got. If only there were a place that you could find it.
I know, well, right? It takes a while to get there because
I know.
Of course, the
academic calendar. Well, in the meantime, teachers are sharing a commentary that appeared in the Orlando Sentinel newspaper. Commentary was titled, "Teachers, Here's What My Kid Needs Since I'm So Busy." First day of school?
28th, August 28th is what I found.
Maybe in College Station, but not.
Oh, yeah, for A&M, yeah.
Oh,
you're talking about
A&M. No, we were talking about public school, yeah.
Oh, okay, I thought you said the big school.
That's okay. Here we go. Dear teachers and administrators, as we begin the new school year, I have some requests in order to help you do your jobs better. Please get to school super early so I can drop my son off on my way to Panera. I love Panera. Please feed Noah lunch while he's there, but make sure it's healthier than what I would offer him at home, and try to keep it under $2. The food you should provide should be organic, fair trade, local, shade-grown, grass-fed, cage-fed, free-range, Rainforest Alliance certified, blah, blah, blah. Also, teach him math and other boring stuff, since we rarely practice those in our house, and math was never really my strong suit. But also teach him the moral beliefs and manners that I don't teach at home. I want you to reward his success and know him well, along with those 30 others that are in his class. And please make sure that all your students feel like winners and no one feels left out. And please don't use a red pen, because in the real world, bosses are cool with mistakes. But on the watch for bullies and troublemakers thing, yes, I'm very high on that. Since I won't ask Noah if anybody is bothering him, I want to think that he's tough. And also, he's going to miss a lot of school because, well, sports are important. Just FYI. Mm-hmm. And don't let anybody mistreat anyone else, since I don't have time to find out if Noah is the different one. I was sort of a nerdy kid, and I think that we would be better off having, well, been labeled as popular. So make sure to recognize each student's talents and needs and tell me what Noah is doing so that in our 10-minute conference each semester, I won't have to show up and be inconvenient. Love and cherish my child as you would your own. I'm a busy father. 60 hours a week I'm working, and well, I'm trying to pay for all of our belongings, and I don't have the spare time, so I deserve making 5 times what I make, but, you know, what the heck, that's different. Please ensure that every child leaves your classroom safe, smart, well-educated, and free of social problems or concerns, and as a single dad, I occasionally have difficulty parenting my son, but you got a degree in this, so you must be able to handle all 31 students with absolute ease. And
right.
Please don't let a bad day or a disobedient child or a new policy affect your attitude. I expect a smiling teacher every day.
Is that too much to ask? Yeah.
And when you're done with this list, let me know. I have more ideas for you to help me raise Noah. And oh, by the way, I love the folder you paid for out of your own pocket, since I forgot to get one, although you emailed me that supplies list a long time ago. And hey, did you see Noah's new Nike shoes? They are so awesome. Signed, Robert Urban.
That's great.
I think that pretty well encompasses what you teachers should expect to do.
Yeah.
Okay, and don't forget that there are people who are doing less, making 5 times more. But
Bryan School's opening the 21st, College Station the 28th.
Well, there you go. All right. So they're not even opening at the same time. That's
no, College Station traditionally pretty much follows A&M.
That's to help traffic control. That's for sure. But there was one precocious kid who decided that he wanted to write NASA.
That's right.
So that he could become like the protector of the galaxy, right?
Yeah, Guardian of the Galaxy is what he wanted to be.
Yeah.
You know, just like the movies recently here. Little kid's name is Jack Davis, and he wrote NASA a letter, and he said, because, you know, they opened up that basically Guardian of the Galaxy job opening we reported on last week. Well, he says, "Dear NASA, my name is Jack Davis, and I would like to apply for the Planetary Protection Officer job. I may be 9, but I think I would be a fit for the job. One of the reasons is my sister says I'm an alien."
Uh-huh.
"Also, I've seen almost all the space and alien movies I can see. I have also seen the show Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and hope to see the movie Men in Black. I am great at video games. I am young, so I can learn things like an alien."
Uh-huh.
And then he says, "Sincerely, Jack Davis, Guardian of the Galaxy, 4th grade.
Got an answer, I think.
Yeah.
I think the NASA dude wrote him back.
They
too,
did.
So there.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, like the idea.
I've got that one too, if you
want
to hear
it. What's
he
say? Yeah, what's
he say? They say, "Dear Jack, I hear you're a Guardian of the Galaxy and that you're interested in being a NASA Planetary Protection Officer. That's great. Our Planetary Protection Officer position is really cool and is very important work. It's about protecting Earth from tiny microbes, when we bring back samples from the moon, asteroids, and Mars. It's also about protecting other planets and moons from our germs as we responsibly explore the solar system. And then he says, we're always looking for bright future scientists and engineers to help us, so I hope you will study hard and do well in school. We hope to see you here at NASA one of these days.
So what, are we leaving germs on other planets? Is that what this is about?
I guess
so. God, I hate that.
Yeah, and other germs are coming this way. So.
Hey, Bill, saw this story, thought of you. It's from Kansas. Wichita State University in Kansas recently teamed up with the city of Wichita to paint a water tower.
I've seen the photos.
Yeah, with the school logo and name, yeah, and somehow they managed to misspell two of the three words.
Dope.
What's even more impressive is the word they didn't misspell was Wichita, which we all need spell check to be able to spell.
Yeah.
So that means that they misspelled state and university. Now, granted, it's, however they stack the letters, probably, but what happened is they transposed the last letter of university and state, so it said Wichita State Universite. And, of course, since everybody didn't have to go home to get their cameras because they had them with them, I don't know, how many times did you see it posted?
Oh, zillions. Yeah. In fact, the Wichita mayor on his Twitter feed, someone has big regrets over this.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Very nice. Well done. Well done. Okay. Hey, if you make cheeseburgers, if you like cheeseburgers,
who doesn't?
That's true. You're not making them correctly.
What?
How do they know how I make them?
Well, that's true. We will give you the proper way before 8 o'clock.
Walmart Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Not long ago, a friend shared an article that posed an interesting question to parents. Would you go back and relive your teenage years? Many adults said they would, but only if they could go back with the perspective and wisdom they have now. We adults understand that most of the frustrations in the teen years don't last forever. Many things we fussed over back then weren't worth our time. Of course, teenagers see life, well, like teenagers. Every area of their lives seems to be erupting at once, and those struggles seem like they'll never end. With all the social, emotional, and academic pressures, it's no wonder such a high percentage of our youth feel stressed and overwhelmed. Whenever I talk with other parents, there's a common theme in our conversation. It's tough being a teenager. Tough, but not impossible. That's the attitude you want your children to develop for themselves as they move through the teen years. The surest way to teach them to believe in themselves is for you to believe in them. Be involved in their lives. Encourage them. Help them to know that you love them and are there to support them no matter what happens. The security children feel at home is an important part of what gives them the inner strength to go out into the world and face their challenges. You are what will give your children the strength to see their teen years as tough, but not impossible. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Attention small business owners. You know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. Need money for equipment, inventory, expansion, cash flow, payroll? We can get you approved today and refunded within 24 to 72 hours. You may even qualify for a cash advance up to $500,000 with no application fee. Funding is based on your business, not your credit score. Call Next Wave Funding today at 800-515-0234. That's 800-515-0234. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-515-0234. That's 800-515-0234. Next Wave Funding, the alternative solution to bank loans.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:50. Well, for the first time in the Kevin Sumlin era, the Aggs practiced on Sunday for day three of fall training camp. Sophomore Travion Williams was on display and says he feels like he's made significant growth since his freshman year.
A lot more comfortable because, you know, now I know what to expect. You know, last year being a freshman and, you know, kind of getting thrown into the fire. But, you know, the coaches got me ready last year. But now seeing it from a different point of view, but it's definitely big. You know, I'm enjoying it and the guys around me are doing great. So just feel comfortable.
Meanwhile, left tackle Coda Martin leads a young line that sees zero senior starters and some big shoes to fill after the graduation of Avery Genesee and Jermaine Illuminor. Martin says the key is a solid unit.
We are close. This is the closest team I've ever been on. I'm really looking forward to the season. I love those guys. And so being able to be at a left tackle spot is an honor, and I'm working my tail off to get better and to do everything I can to help my team win. Looking forward to the season. So
the Aggs have the day off today, but return to practice tomorrow. They kick off the season on September 3rd against UCLA in California, and you'll be able to catch the game right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Meanwhile, the Brazos Valley Bombers game against the Texas Marshals was canceled last night due to severe weather. Instead, the Bombers will meet the Marshals in a doubleheader tonight in Texarkana to wrap up the regular season. The Bombers clinched the regular season title earlier this weekend after a 12-inning walk-off victory over the Acadiana Cane Cutters. The games tonight begin at 6 p.m., and you can catch all the action on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
pitch on the way, and that's live. Walk-off winner for the Astros, 7-6, Juan Cincinnato, and his first game back comes through, and he's mobbed past first base.
Juan Centeno hit an RBI single with two outs that capped a four-run rally in the ninth inning, lifting the Houston Astros over the Toronto Blue Jays 7-6 yesterday. The Astros have the night off tonight, but return to action tomorrow to face the White Sox in Chicago. First pitch is at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Minneapolis, Max Kepler and Brian Dozier smacked two-run homers in the second before Eddie Rosario launched a third-inning blast to power the Twins past the Rangers 6-5. The Rangers also have the night off, but start a fresh series with the Mets tomorrow in New York. First pitch for that one scheduled for 6:10 p.m., and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, a person familiar with the situation says free agent quarterback Jay Cutler has agreed to terms on a contract with the Miami Dolphins. The one-year deal is worth $10 million plus up to $3 million in incentives. Cutler is expected to compete with Matt Moore for the starting job, while Ryan Tannehill remains out with a left knee injury that could sideline him for the entire season. And out on the links, Hideki Matsuyama fired a 9-under-61 to erase a two-shot deficit and take the PGA's Bridgestone Invitational in Akron, Ohio. Matsuyama birdied his last three holes and tied the course record held by Jose Maria Olazaba, Tiger Woods, and Sergio Garcia. Matsuyama's 16-under total was five strokes better than Zach Johnson. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
It's time for the deal of the day. This time, a 2016 Chevrolet Cruze Limited. It's got the Ecotec turbocharged motor, and it's only $13,988. Again, 2016 Chevy Cruze for $13,988, and it's got that big turbocharger on it. If you're looking for that, you want to fix up your truck and get stuff done, Texas Custom Outfitters, also located with Team Ford of Navasota. You can make the short trip south to Navasota on Highway 6. They're right there down from Sioux Falls Prater, or you can find them online at teamofnavasota.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Unfortunately, don't we all have some sort of stress story about traveling to the airport, getting there on time, making the connection, the traffic, the hassle, the parking once you get there. Just because you're there doesn't mean you're there. Well, GroundShuttle.com can help you with all of that. They've got shuttles that regularly pick up at Easterwood. They can pick you up at your home or your office if you make arrangements ahead of time. You sit back. Luxury shuttle, reclining seats, maybe the most comfortable seats you'll be in your entire trip. Power outlets as well. You can catch up on your emails or read a book or just relax and let the driver get you there. Service to both airports in Houston, and coming this fall, they'll start the airport service to and from Austin. So it's all available for you, and it's easy to book. You can book by phone if you want to call them at 855-303-4415. Easier just to go to groundshuttle.com, make your arrangements right there, leave the driving to them. And don't forget that they also have in-town private car service with a Mercedes S-Class. And maybe your group needs to charter a vehicle to get somewhere in town or out of town. They can do that for you, too. All of it available at groundshuttle.com.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-779-2998 or visit CTWP.com. WP.com today.
I get a chance to talk to Jen Zweiker just about every week. She comes in here and she gives us tips and tricks and all kinds of stuff like that because she's an expert. In fact, the entire team over there at Zweiker & Associates are experts when it comes to real estate. Whether you're buying or you're selling, it doesn't matter. They know what you need to know to get your house sold or to find the house that you want to buy that's going to be the house that you want to live in for many years to come. It's very easy to get in touch with them. All you got to do is check them out online. ZARealEstate.com is where you do it. They have the tips and tricks you need to help upkeep your house if you're looking to sell it and maybe you're not around. Things that'll make the house stay in good condition so that people want to buy it when they're looking to buy a house. If you're looking to buy, they know the market inside and out so they can help you find what you're looking for in a price range that is going to be comfortable for you. Check them out. They are the experts and the ones you want to talk to. ZARealEstate.com is where you go to get in touch with Jen and the team. That's ZARealEstate.com to get in touch with Zweiker & Associates.
Good morning. We have 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Next hour, things your mom didn't tell you about the five things you should never do to your eyes.
No.
Since she didn't tell you, we will. In the meantime, no winner Friday in the Mega Millions. It's $346 million tomorrow night. No winner Saturday in the Powerball, so it's $307 million. That'll be Wednesday.
I bought a Powerball ticket.
Well, there you go.
I never usually do, and I was way off.
Well, you know, well, if you picked it, if the machine did, you can blame it on the machine.
Yeah, it was the machine's fault.
All right, so summer's almost done, and now we're finding out that we're maybe cheesing our cheeseburgers wrong.
What?
Yeah, I know. We had no idea. So some internet guy, I guess he believes himself to be an authority.
Apparently.
Says we shouldn't be adding the cheese to our burger while it's on the grill. There's plenty of heat once the burger comes off the grill to be able to melt the cheese.
Well, not if you're impatient like me and you want to bite into the burger to let it burn your mouth.
Yeah, but whatever. What happens is you put the cheese on there, it melts, it gets thinner. So, his tip, right before you pull the burger off the grill, put out however much cheese you want on the inside surface of the top bun. Then you pull the burger patty off the grill and lay it down onto the cheese. Then you load up the bottom bun with all the veggies or that stuff that you want. Then you put the top half of the burger down on the bottom half. The cheese, as it melts, adheres to the porous top of the bun. That way you've got a uniform cheese thickness across the entire burger so that you eat the burger with that delicious creaminess of the cheese in every bite.
Oh, give me a home.
Yeah, and the burger still doesn't fall apart when you pick it up to
where the buffalo burgers roam.
Yeah.
This is the kind of guy that comes to the barbecue that like stands over the guy who's grilling's shoulder and goes, oh, don't flip it yet.
The barbecue?
I'm sorry, the grill out.
He did. He said cookout. That. Yeah. Okay. So anyhow, an 18-year-old Australian named Kyra Blasey recently went into a McDonald's with some friends, paid for a meal.
Speaking of cheeseburgers.
That's right. And while they were all leaving, she grabbed an entire tray of dipping sauces and ran out the door. Sounds like she was just trying to be funny or something. She's 18, so that's understandable.
What are the dipping sauces doing on the wrong side of the counter?
Well, apparently that's the way they do it in that country. I don't know.
It's like driving on the left side of the road or something.
Now, how did we find out about this? How did we find out what she did and who she was? That's right. She posted it on social media.
Ah, that'll do it every
Why
time.
Wouldn't you do that? It was about $60 worth of sauce, so it's technically stealing. Security camera did get her on video. And then the employee saw her Facebook post and knew it was definitely her. So she'll be in front of a judge. Sometimes it's just too easy.
Yeah.
Going to have rain all day, it looks like, with a high of about 91 degrees. That ought to be nice. Just drive carefully out there. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW College Station, Brian, 8 o'clock.